What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with 2022's final episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this year has come to a close. Boy, there have been some serious barn burners in the world of the mask as of this year. So many that I couldn't get to, but I think with bated breath, we're all waiting for who's going to be the first man to put that mask on in 2023. Who's it going to be? What's going to be his motivation? We're all patiently standing by. However, this article was sent by none other than Neo the Outflanker. Nice clutch play on this one. Now, this article was published on the 21st of September. Man charged with first degree termination after allegedly beating his girlfriend to death with a hammer. Wow. Just wow. A 35-year-old man who allegedly beat his girlfriend to death with a hammer at their Smithville home early Wednesday morning has been charged with first degree termination. The irony should not escape you, gentlemen. He used a hammer. Smithville. Man, I tell you, I really ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Simon Rodriguez Martinez is being held without bond in the DeKalb County Jail in the death of 39-year-old Yuri Guerra. His court date is September 29th. The incident occurred at the couple's trailer home at 620 South Mountain Street. Quote unquote, Wednesday morning around 5:45 a.m., the Smithville Police Department was dispatched to 620 South Mountain Street for a possible domestic, said Police Chief Mark Collins. Upon arrival, officers found a female victim inside the home with obvious physical trauma. She was later pronounced deceased at the scene. SPD also removed three children, ages 14, 5, and 5 months, from the home, and they were placed in the custody of the Department of Children Services. The victim was transported to the Nashville Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. An arrest has been made in the case. 35-year-old Simon Rodriguez Martinez has been charged with first-degree termination, and he is being held without bond. The investigation is still ongoing. TBI and the DA's office are also helping with the case, said Chief Collins. According to the arrest warrant, on September 21st, in the early morning hours, Simon Rodriguez Martinez did intentionally, with malice and forethought, delete Yuri Guerra by repeatedly hitting her in the head with a hammer. Martinez did admit to attempting to clean the blood up from the scene and take a shower. Martinez also admitted to moving the deletion weapon from the scene, as well as throwing the clothes he had been wearing in the trash. Meanwhile, Martinez did confess to hitting Guerra with the hammer after an argument had begun. Now, the question is, what were they arguing about? The answer to that? Infidelity. Now, it doesn't go into who was being accused of being unfaithful, but infidelity was definitely the motive for the argument. Martinez's stepdaughter did state during a forensic interview that she witnessed Martinez hit her mother in the head several times with a hammer. Well, well, well. Once again, women arguing with men, not realizing that a man could snap at any moment. Oh, well, it will keep going. And guess what? More women are going to end up meeting their maker via running off at the mouth. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give that one a 10. Method of execution, the hammer of hate. So you know I'm going to give that one a 10. Psychological impact, I gotta give this one a 15 because a minor witnessed what went down. And of course, for the brutality factor, he smashed her several times in the head with a maul, which we all know isn't synonymous for a hammer. So, Simon, the mauler, Martinez, gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, in my humble opinion, next year, we're going to see a lot more of brutal HMTs going down. Yeah, yep, yep. Of course, it's always easier to use the problem-solving pistol, but I think more men are going to start going in for the up-close and personal. Hey, we live in a world that says women are always right and, you know, you shouldn't argue with women and all that stuff, but there's never a flipping of the coin. Why don't we tell women to stop arguing with men? Oh, I forgot. Silly me. Women can do everything and men are supposed to just sit back and take all of the abuse that's piled onto us. Emotional, psychological, sometimes even physical abuse. Men are told we have to constantly restrain ourselves. But no, 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 no. More and more men are no longer going to take it. Get up in a man's face. Hey, as men, we know between men, talk shit, get hit. However, as much as women love to sit around and say, oh, you should never hit a woman under any circumstances, then how about this? Shut the fuck up. Simple. Equality is a motherfucker when men actually decide to dish it out. But with that being said, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, no matter how, quote unquote, empowered society has made you feel, understand this, and you really need to understand this crystally clear. The power, all forms of it, will go out. Feminism and all of the smoke and mirrors that you believe that you have to protect you will go out right along with it, because too many women will learn far too late. There is no magical force field. There is no cop that's going to instantly just show up and get that man off you. No, 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 no. When you finally push that man beyond his limit, it's going to be you and him. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, you're not going to make it out of that equation. He goes into the cage. You go into the box. End of. Well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.